Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3. Now, Singapore will raise the retirement age and re-employment age to 65 and 70 respectively by 2030, alongside increases in the Central Provident Fund contribution rates for older workers, announced by Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong on Sunday. It comes after the government accepted in full the recommendations put forward by a tripartite work group studying the country's aging workforce.
The Singapore government is aware of the cost pressures businesses will face as a result, and to that end will work closely with the Singapore National Employers Federation and unions to help businesses adjust to the changes. But what about for employees, that is the rest of us working stiffs? What does this mean for career planning, whether you are 22, 42, 52, 62? Mm-hmm. Adrian Chu is a CEO and founder of Career Agility International and a regular career coach right here at the show. He joins us every Thursday. So Adrian, what was your reaction when this was announced at the rally? Were you anticipating it?
Actually, I wasn't too surprised. In fact, I was quite happy, because I think you need to have a context in view, which is everybody wants to work nowadays, and life expectancy is moving up to 85, 90 as it goes along. It's way too early to retire at 62 to stop work. Mm-hmm. But one misconception out there is that the government wants you to work till you die. But it's terrible. But it's a wrong idea, because what this new rule implies is that, you know, you can carry on working till you're 65 to your 70 if you want to, because if you want to stop and retire at 55, no one's stopping you. So I was really glad when I saw the numbers coming out, and I think it augurs well for an aging population.
What does this mean, though, in terms of career plan? Let's say start with somebody who's just starting out at 22. So now, instead of thinking, oh, I have to work for 40 years, it's going to be 45, 50 perhaps even, right?
Yeah, well, if you're 22 starting out work, retirement at 65 or 70 really isn't going to be topmost on your mind, because probably World War III will get to you first, or maybe diabetes.
Oh dear.
But it's still a long way more, so you don't have to worry too much about it. But I think when those who are in their 40s, 42, like what you mentioned earlier.
So the mid-career folks-ish.
Yeah, these are the ones who have to plan for longevity. You know, if they have to learn how to be more agile, they have to learn how to read tea leaves with regards to where the market's going to shift, or what technology is going to disrupt their work, and how is it going to affect the work that they do. So for instance, if you have, if you're like a radiologist right now, thinking that, you know, my job is stable, bad news, because the top X-ray machines manufacturers, they're putting an AI in there that will read the results more accurately than the radiologist. So
than the naked eye.
Yeah, correct. Mm. You make fewer mistakes, and you know what? You don't have to wait till the radiologist comes back after lunch to read the results. You get it straight away, right?
Right.
So the radiologist, for instance, will have to learn to adapt and have to learn how to gain that certain degree of career agility to maneuver and manage all the way for the next 20 years.
Mm. So what about for the older folks? I mean, the ones who are like in their 60s, maybe 50s, or fast approaching 60s?
To them, it looks like a moving target, isn't it? By the time they hit 65, it goes to 75.
So sad. I know.
But I think you need to take a reality check, because there was a recent survey which came out just a couple of days ago that said that almost a quarter of people surveyed, older workers surveyed, wanted to carry on working even beyond retirement. I think that's good and it's fine. But you need to be realistic as well, because there are some jobs, like for instance, if you're in the office and you're doing office work, these are jobs you can carry on to your 62, 65, 70, 75, it's fine. If you are in a job that, for instance, an outdoors type job, if you're a crane operator, you can't physically be out there in hot sun till you're 70 or 65. So you need to make plans for that contingency. It's not just the crane operators. You know, you have surgeons as well. There's a certain point in which you lose your manual dexterity with your hands. So therefore, if you're in your early 50s, you need to figure out, okay, if the runway is going to be 70 now, what can I do from now until then to pivot into something that's different that will offer me the sustainability and longevity? So maybe, you know, instead of performing surgery, you could go into being a GP instead, or maybe just go lecture in a university or something. So you need to be, if you're in your 50s now, a shifting goalpost of extended retirement age means that you have to do more planning now, and you need to have to be more forward-looking.
Those kinds of planning is different then from age group to age group, I assume. It's not fair to say, though, you were saying in the 20s you don't really have to think about
it. Yeah, I know.
When you hit the extended retirement age, though. So no different sort of planning for them?
In your 20s, my advice for those in your 20s, for the listeners in your 20s right now, is cut back on sugar so you don't get the diabetes problem. But besides that, you have to stay healthy.
That's still a good tip, yes. Yeah,
you have to stay healthy because there comes a point in time, if you have to live and work to your 60s, 70s, therefore the health is important. But more importantly, from a career planning and career strategy standpoint, and when you're in your 20s, you have to have the mindset of agility as well, in terms of, I need to learn, I need to keep learning. What is going to come up around the corner to steal my lunch? Is it going to be AI? Is it going to be a cheaper version of myself in 15, 20 years' time? Is it going to be outsourced? Is there even going to be the industry that I'm in today? Is it even going to be around when I'm 35?
It might not exist at all.
Yeah, correct. So if you look at, like, for instance, the oft-quoted statistic which they say is, like, if you look at the Fortune 50 or Fortune 100 companies,
about 30 years ago, they don't exist today.
Correct. Yeah. And those in there never existed even 20 years ago. So the market's evolving, and if you're in your 20s, you have to start thinking along the lines of, is there sustainability in this? And besides being able to be in an industry that's sustainable, you want to be in an industry that's growing as well, and you want to be in a skill set that is experiencing growing demand rather than declining demand. And also in terms of your role which you're in, you have to make sure that the role that you're in, there's going to be increased demand for it as you get older. So for example, like some professions, like if you're a doctor, the older you get, the better you get, the more money you can command.
More experience. Right?
The more experience you get, the more lawyers, doctors, but there's other professions, like for instance, like program engineers or project engineers, there's a certain plateau after which about 40, 45, it starts to plateau down already if you do not upskill or retool yourself. So you have to be very mindful in terms of having a strategy for being career agile.
Right. Mm. So that age old, look at it every 5 years type of guard posting is out the door. We have to make it shorter, maybe every 2 years.
Every 2 years, 3 years. In fact, what I would consider is as best practice is to adopt a dynamic approach to managing your career. You know, if you get ready, you fix the roof when it's before it rains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm. Where do most people in their career planning process trip up? I mean, is it like a different age groups got different kinds of trip ups?
different trip wires. No, I think one of the biggest things that we see that trip people up is complacency. When you think that your job
across
is stable.
Across the board,
across the board. When you think you're stable, you think that things are good, you think your company loves you and your boss loves you and you'll be there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen.
Not anymore.
My dad worked
did
in Standard.
Did it ever happen, man?
Yeah,
come
it
on.
Did. My dad worked in Standard Chartered for close to 30 years.
Really?
Yeah, correct. But you don't see that happening now anymore. So you have to understand that it's a gig economy and 10 years in jobs and companies now are shorter. So look at 2 to 3 year time frame within your job, within your role. Even if it's within your organization, you need to keep thinking every 3 years I need to move, something different. And the moment you stagnate, you got to start thinking, okay, I have to pivot out into something different. So it's a continual assessment of your career strategy from time to time. So it's not about getting a job or a better paying job. It's about outlasting.
Having a job, period.
Yeah, having a job,
right?
Correct. Yeah, for the long term.
What about for somebody, Adrian, who's close to retirement age and now isn't close to retirement because of the extension, right?
Moving goalposts. Oh, yeah. No. You have to look at your market for your need, for your skills. And if there isn't a market for your skills anymore, or if there's a diminishing market, then you have to upskill. You have to pivot into something where there's greater demand. And once again, and I can't stop mentioning this, but you have to have an eye on your career longevity. How long can you stay in this job and how long is the demand going to be? So with the retirement age and re-employment age going up to 70, you really need to rejig your career strategy. You need to start shifting your thinking around careers. And most definitely, one of the biggest things that trip people up in terms of their career strategy is trusting the company to take care of their careers. No, it has to be self-driven.
We often hear that. Yeah,
yeah, self-driven, 100%. Yeah, how self-driven? You think?
I would say 100% self-driven. Don't rely on a company to take care of your career. Don't rely rely on the government to take care of your career. You know, right. Take care of your career, you'll be surprised to see, we talk to people who say that I'm not going to go for skills upgrading because this particular course, no matter how important it is to me, it's not SkillsFuture funded, so I'm not going to spend my course.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to rely on yourself.
Okay, what sort of a help might businesses need right now, you think? We've just heard how the government will be helping.
Yeah, the government will definitely pop in to offer monetary rewards. But I feel that the way the companies should do is they should help themselves. That they should understand that the need for different skills evolve, and therefore the need to upskill and manage the evolution of the workforce needs to be a conscious effort. And evolve the workforce together along with the technology, rather than one day I decide to ship in a whole batch of new computers or new software overnight and fire everybody. Then what they should do is they should be doing their planning that, okay, within the next 16 months or 18 months, we're going to install this new batch of machines. Let's train the guys to operate it.
But anecdotally, it still feels like businesses are averse to, you know, hiring the older worker. So how much will this extension of the retirement age, reemployment age, hinder that cause?
I honestly think it's left to be seen, because there is age discrimination out there, and it's up to the individual to ensure that he has the skills that are in demand, so that no matter how discriminatory the hiring manager might be, I have got the skills that you need to solve your problem, and therefore you've got to hire
denied,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International. Adrian, always a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.